Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're exploring something really cool, how the travel industry is becoming more inclusive.
Especially in the luxury travel sector.
Exactly. And you know what? We're zeroing in on Mallorca.
Beautiful island.
Oh yeah, and we've got some insights from a luxury travel agency called L'Luxure.
They're based right in Mallorca.
Yep, and get this, they're members of the International LGBTQ Plus Travel Association.
The IGLTA.
Makes you think they really know their stuff about making travel welcoming for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in. This partnership between Virtuoso,
Big network of luxury travel agencies.
yeah, and the IGLTA.
It's huge. Signals a real shift in the luxury travel market.
Definitely a big step forward. What changes can travelers actually expect from this?
Well, it's setting a new standard.
Okay.
For one, they're focusing on specialized training for travel advisors
Interesting.
so they can better understand and serve LGBTQ plus clients.
Ah, so it's going beyond just booking a flight and a hotel.
Way beyond. It's about crafting an experience that truly resonates with someone's identity.
Personalization and authenticity.
Exactly. Plus, there's a push for innovative marketing,
Oh, how so?
highlighting destinations and experiences that are genuinely welcoming to everyone
Showcasing diversity and inclusivity.
as a core value.
Love that. Okay, let's talk about L'Luxure now.
Their approach to inclusive luxury travel in Mallorca is really turning heads.
What are they doing that's so unique?
Well, they're all about creating personalized experiences.
That go beyond the ordinary.
Right, like arranging private tours of Mallorca's LGBTQ plus historical sites.
Ooh, I'm curious about those. What makes these historical sites so special? What stories do they tell about Mallorca's LGBTQ plus history?
Well, one really noteworthy site is the former home of this renowned poet and activist.
Wow.
They played a big role in shaping Mallorca's inclusive spirit.
So L'Luxure arranges exclusive tours of this place.
Yeah, bringing those stories and struggles to life, you know, the people who paved the way for the island's welcoming atmosphere.
That's incredible. Sounds really immersive and meaningful.
It is, and L'Luxure is just as meticulous about accommodations.
Oh, how so?
They make sure all their partner hotels aren't just luxurious,
And Virtuoso endorsed.
of course, but also recognized for their commitment to being truly inclusive.
Sourcing those kinds of places sounds tricky. How do they actually find hotels that meet those standards? What are they looking for?
It's a rigorous vetting process.
More than just the usual quality checks, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They personally connect with hotel staff, review policies and practices, even engage with past guests.
Wow, to make sure their LGBTQ plus clients will feel comfortable, respected, and truly welcomed.
Exactly.
They're going the extra mile with those details for sure.
Every aspect of the travel experience aligns with their values.
That's impressive. And it goes beyond accommodations, too, right?
Right. They also partner with chefs and venues that embody Mallorca's inclusive spirit.
I'm really intrigued by this inclusive spirit you keep mentioning. What does that actually look like in practice? Can you give some examples of these chefs or venues?
Sure. One example is this talented chef who sources ingredients from local LGBTQ plus owned farms,
Interesting.
creates these unique dining experiences that celebrate diversity through food.
Oh, wow. And what about venues?
Well, there's this charming bookstore and cafe
Sounds nice.
that hosts events showcasing LGBTQ plus authors and artists.
Fostering a sense of community. They
Exactly.
really do have a knack for connecting travel culture and community.
It shines through in how they talk about inclusivity,
Right.
calling it subtle yet impactful.
I like that. What exactly do they mean by that? Any specific examples?
Oh, yeah, they've got a few. Instead of focusing solely on like LGBTQ plus specific destinations
Okay.
or events, they weave inclusivity into like every aspect of the experience,
Nicey.
like suggesting a fantastic restaurant known for both its amazing food
Yeah.
and its welcoming atmosphere,
I get it.
or recommending a local artisan market
Okay.
where you can connect with artists from all kinds of backgrounds,
It's about those little touches.
creating a truly inclusive and authentic experience,
So they're making inclusivity part of the whole journey,
not just an add-on.
not a separate category.
Exactly. And it seems to be working.
Oh, so.
They've shared stories of guests feeling a real sense of belonging
And connection.
during their travels with L'Luxure.
That's awesome. It's really inspiring to see them using their platform to make a difference.
Definitely.
Makes me think, even if we're not using a luxury travel agency,
Like L'Luxure.
are there things we can do to make our own travels more inclusive?
Absolutely. For starters, awareness and intention.
Okay.
Think about the businesses you support while traveling.
Yeah.
Are they committed to diversity and inclusivity?
Do they reflect the values we want to see in the world?
Exactly.
That's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of travel.
And not think critically about our impact.
Right.
And it's more than just our spending choices, too.
What?
It's about being respectful and open, engaging with people from different backgrounds and cultures.
Yeah, travel's a great opportunity to learn and grow.
And that includes expanding our understanding of inclusivity.
So approach travel with a sense of curiosity and humility.
Be open to new perspectives.
And experiences.
Right. And remember, inclusivity isn't just about tolerance.
It's about more.
It's about celebrating and embracing diversity.
Creating spaces.
Where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued.
What a beautiful way to put it. Creating a world where everyone feels like they belong.
Exactly. And that sense of belonging
is something we can all contribute to
in our travels and in our everyday lives.
This conversation has given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
The lecturer's approach is really inspiring.
They're redefining what luxury travel can be.
It's not just about fancy amenities anymore.
It's about creating a genuine sense of welcome
and belonging
for everyone.
They're not just talking the talk.
Right. They're walking the walk.
Putting it all into action.
It's so refreshing to see a company in the luxury travel space.
Making such a bold stance.
They really are.
Showing that inclusivity and luxury aren't mutually exclusive.
They can totally go hand in hand.
They even enhance each other, I think.
Absolutely.
Le Luxure says they're reimagining luxury travel as a space of genuine welcome.
Powerful statement.
What do you see as the most significant part of this reimagining?
It's about shifting the focus from exclusivity to belonging.
I like that.
For so long, luxury travel has been about
having access to something others don't.
Exactly. But luxury is changing that.
Saying that true luxury is about
creating an environment where everyone feels valued
and celebrated for who they are.
Yes.
So breaking down those barriers.
Making luxury travel more accessible.
Not just in terms of affordability, but
in terms of feeling like you truly belong.
That you deserve to be there.
Exactly. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of travel.
Regardless of background or identity.
Absolutely.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation about inclusivity in the travel industry.
It's a really important topic.
And we've seen how Le Luxure is putting these ideas into practice.
They're leading the way.
But what about us, you know? Those of us who just love to travel and want to make a difference.
That's a great question.
What can we do to contribute to a more inclusive travel world?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing we all have a role to play.
We're not just bystanders.
Right. We can be more mindful of the choices we make while traveling.
Supporting businesses that align with our values.
Exactly. And engage in respectful dialogue with people from different backgrounds.
Embracing those opportunities to learn and grow.
And we can use our voices to advocate for change.
Speak up when we see injustice or exclusion.
It all makes a difference.
It's empowering to realize that we're not just passive consumers.
We have the power to shape the future of travel.
By embracing inclusivity as a core value.
We contribute to creating a world where everyone feels welcome, respected, and celebrated.
This has been such an enlightening deep dive.
I agree.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
My pleasure. It's been great exploring this topic with you.
And thank you all for joining us. We hope this has inspired you to think differently about your own travel experiences.
And how you can contribute to a more welcoming world for everyone.
Until next time, happy travels, everyone.